Letting the eyes relax. And just resting with the eyes for a few moments. If there's a kind of habit of over-alertness that affects the eyes feel the need to be on guard. If we could give permission for them to really be at ease for a while. Feeling also the roundness, the three-dimensionality of the eyes, and letting them rest as if back towards the back of the head. And feeling also the jaw, one of the strongest joints that we have. So that joint at the, just under the ear, if you don't know the word jaw, that helps us move our mouth. Just feeling into that joint. Letting it have also permission to be loose. To hang heavy. And if as we let it be loose and heavy, we notice some sparks, perhaps of angry thoughts or feelings, resentment or frustration, letting that have more space than it has had, letting it just have some space to be. And coming into the spine, breathing in, letting there be space between the bones. And just feeling the top tip of the spine for a little while. And again, breathing in as if we could breathe space into the spine, letting it lengthen. Have a little more freedom. And then gathering ourselves in the sacrum, so the very lower part of the back where the bones are quite wide between the hips and buttocks. Just to bring softness, if possible. just being with the sacrum and also the very tip, tail, bone, coccyx, the bottom end of the spine, as if with very gentle, loving hands. Hands that have no expectations, but are just simply gently holding, touching the sacrum and coccyx. Being open to feel any signs of aliveness. Like the first signs of spring. So even if we feel kind of frozen, there are those flowers that come up through the snow and bloom. A little bit of warmth or texture or movement or just buzzing of being alive. A sense of volume in space. Weight, lightness. A feeling of dissolving. And then just for fun, just feeling for a little while that just only the coccyx, if you can. Only that little tiny tail. Several tiny little bones. Just feeling the area where you think your tailbone might be. Willing to be surprised. Like in a fairy tale when the magical grandmother or grandfather gives a secret gift that you only use when you need it later on. You take it out of its little box. When you need help, without knowing exactly yet what it is. What happens now if we kind of rest back and allow there to be just openness to the whole field of body? With a slight, small intention to see if it's possible to feel the blood. We can feel the pulse throughout the body in different places. And we may know and imagine that that pulse is moving the blood. If we stay resting back, just openness to receive some sense of this fluid that's running through us. Bringing warmth and nourishment, and washing away what is not needed, what's too much nourishment and what's toxic. We could just be a presence near where we feel pulsing, with an openness to feel the volume that's flowing in that pulsing. And then again, we may also be able to feel not just the blood that's pulsing out from the heart towards all of the edges of the body. We might just be able to tune into the blood that's swooshing back. It doesn't have the help of the pulse to come back towards the heart and lungs to be replenished. To let go of what's extra and to receive what is needed. In the lungs. So just playfully tuning in to where it's easy to feel the pulse, for example. And then just playfully imagining or feeling how the blood comes back, cycles back. And we may even be interested in playfully feeling that transition from being sent out with the strong pulse and a kind of sense of purpose, the heartbeat, pushing the blood along, and then that transition across the capillary beds from the arteries to the veins. Where there's just a continuity of swooshing up towards the heart. So you might feel, for example, in the fingers, somewhere far from the heart. And again, relaxing back and just openness to feel. A movement that is maybe less purposeful and more continuous, a little bit more mysterious. And it may feel kind of slippery, sometimes a sense of, yes, that's what the blood feels like. And then, or is that my imagination kind of flickering or unsure? So just playfully. Feeling what we feel just now. And then relaxing back again and leaving the field open for a while. Relaxing the forehead, the eyes, the jaws. Cheeks, mouth, the whole face, throat, upper chest. There can be a sense of awe, of amazement and wonder at how much is going on that we don't even need to interfere with, don't need to know about. Inside our skin and outside our skin. Graceful and complex aliveness inside and outside. And that awe could be, that sense of amazement could be a kind of help that helps our budding flower to open rather than something that stops us. So acknowledging, realizing how much is unknown to us, even inside our body. And still it goes on. we don't need to know. But we can, with playfulness, sometimes fall into new aspects, into the unknown, to know it from a different perspective in a different way, so that there's a rounder, fuller enjoyment and embodiment. And so, really just for fun, and with a lot of willingness to enjoy the kind of hide-and-seek game, not knowing what we will find. Usually we play hide-and-seek, we know who we're looking for. But if we could play hide-and-seek with the liver, knowing just its place in the body, not what it is about. So it's on the right side of the upper abdomen, where the rib cage ends or begins, from the middle of the body right out to the right side. And it's very delicate and feathery as it filters. But what else we can access by just being still in that place, we'll find out by being still in that place. Almost like now the child who was seeking, who was looking for, goes to that place and hides to be found. So we just go to that place and we stop looking for, we stop seeking. And like childlike curiosity, just staying there a little bit hidden, inviting what is there to find it. Because it's a game, it may be that what finds us is not what we expected or even like. But just as in a movie or a story, part of the fun are those characters that we don't like being included. We may find flames, fire of irritation. Or rage. Self-judgment. Frustration. We may find a sense of something ungraspable, sensing ungraspability or expansiveness. All included. And just waiting to see who else will come and find us as we are curiosity in the liver. Do we start to feel some other parts of the body kind of resonating with this place called liver? And just letting it be, whatever we find. Not trying to guess the end of the story. And can we give care to the liver somehow? Would it like to feel a firm foundation underneath it to rest on? Would it like to feel some more energy input, some more sparkling life coming in? Would it like to feel its three dimensions a little bit more? The back and the sides, the top and the bottom, as well as the front. Would it like to be more aware, to just sense and feel physically what's around it? Would it like to gather its energy together on the in-breath? And rest and feel its weight received through the body into the earth on the out-breath? Or does it need to express on the in-breath, expand on the out-breath? Be lifted up. Posing the question, what is needed here on this planet liver? Some rain or some drainage. A hug. And what do we feel or start to maybe guess or sense to be the mind of the liver? kind of quality seems to be more present now. As if we have all the time in the world, like we're looking up at the clouds changing shape. Feeling our back on the grass. Elbows relaxed. What kind of power is present? And how do we feel in relation to that power that's present? Do we feel safe or uneasy, nervous, overpowered, drained, shaking, bursts of power, ups and downs? Wanting to control and turn away, control, ignore, control, be controlled. And is there some trustworthy power accessible? It's not quite mine and not quite not mine. And then what happens? If we go and play hide and seek in something that might be harder to find, called the gallbladder. Much smaller than the liver, behind the liver, still on the right side of the body, but towards the midline of the body. So just guessing if you have never seen a picture of it. Middle right, upper abdomen behind the liver. A little bit in the lower part behind the liver. Not quite as high as the top part of the liver. It's that, if you don't know the English word, it's that little organ that secretes the green kind of acidic bile to help digest fatty foods, oily foods. Where some people get stones there. Resting back, feeling especially the lower sacrum area, openness, playfulness to just see what happens if I try to feel that spot. And what kind of sparks happen as we enter together into this gallbladder atmosphere that is happening? Are we aware of something or not? Do we have the feeling that we almost sense without quite getting it? Is there stillness? Is there sparkiness, movement? Or maybe both? Stillness, receptivity, or action, flow, or both, all of that. What springs to life here? What underground trickle do we start to feel? The first stream starting to move under the ice. And what is needed here, if anything? Space, support, expression, letting go, release, containment, direction, looseness, courage. And what, if anything, feels nearly unbearable? What are we afraid of? What are we afraid we might do if we would let that melt or flow or spring, jump? Who or what would be living in my body? Who or what would be in control? Just relaxing back. Stopping the direction. Dropping into the awareness that's already existing, that we don't need to create. That just keeps on reflecting everything that's going on. And then also giving up on trying to do that as well, and just relaxing. With openness. Letting go of the connection with the gallbladder and liver. If possible. Receptive openness, relaxing back, that anything can come.